we now observe an important historical milestone.
Wildling!
You were expecting another anniversary of the Magna Carta? Wildling was released 50 years ago this month. Originally performed by a New York band called the Wild Ones, the song's publisher has issued over 7,500 licenses for recordings, their versions by Jimi Hendrix.
Wildling!
Hank Williams Jr.
You make my heart sing.
And a famous frog.
Wildling! Bum, bum, bum.
Although most people these days consider the classic version to be the 1966 recording by the Troggs.
My name is Chip Taylor, originally James Wesley Voigt. Back in 1964, somewhere around there, I wrote a song called Wild Thing.
At the time, he was best known for country songs, but he got a call from a record producer who wanted some rock and roll. The deadline was near, so he called his engineer, Ron Johnson.
I said, Ron, I'm coming over, have my stool set up. As soon as I sit down, have the microphone ready, put it in record, turn the lights out. And so he did, and I sang whatever came to me, and there it was, Wild Thing.
Wild Thing, I think I love you.
But I wanna know for sure.
Now this is what I think the magic of the song is.
Come on, hold me tight.
After I say, come on, hold me tight,
I love you.
There's silence. Less is more sometimes. For that song, it certainly was.
Troggs' version of Wild Thing features what is undoubtedly the most famous ocarina solo in rock history. But the original demo, that fluty sound, came from a man's bare hands, Ron Johnson's hands.
There was a little open section. I wasn't sure what to put in it. It would be an instrumental. And Ron started doing something with his hands, but he did this little whistling sound. And I thought it sounded really cool. I said, if I hum you something, can you try to match that? And he said, yeah, I can try. So we overdubbed his whistle with his hands. And everybody who heard that demo thought it was an ocarina, and so did the Troggs.
Chip Taylor was no one-hit wonder. He wrote the million-selling 1981 Juice Newton single, Angel in the Morning, and other tunes for Willie Nelson, Bobby Bear, and Emmylou Harris. But Wild Thing holds a special place in his heart.
I was sitting on the banks of Lake Maggiore in Italy and saw two little kids with their mothers, and I just started playing a little bit of Wild Thing. And they left their mothers and came over to me and just started moving and feeling good. And I think that's what it does when everybody shouts out, I want to know for sure. It's a nice feeling, yeah. I think the Lord will let me skate with that one, with that feeling.
Chip Taylor talking about Wild Thing, released 50 years ago by the Wild Ones. Our theme music was written by our Wild Thing, B.J. Lederman. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.